We ask the men, where are we? What is this? This is hell. They look at us, young people, and say, 14, 14, 14, every language, 14, 14. We were bewildered. We didn't know. What does he mean? He sees a woman with a baby in her arms. Give the baby to mother. Give the little girl to your grandmother. Don't hold on to the little boy. We are bewildered. We see a band, men and women in striped uniform marching, playing classical music. And we're waiting and waiting. There are SS men with German shepherds on a leash all over. And the men are still, people are emptying out from the wagons. We are standing there. It is my mother, my sister, my aunt, my niece, myself, and my aunt's three little children, 7, 5, 3, standing in line. My father's row. My father, my brother-in-law, my uncle, my nephew, and another person. And they wait, and we all wait. Out comes this tall man with a shiny boots. This is the Dr. Joseph Mengele. He was called the Angel of Death. Very well deserved, because he was to determine who shall live and who shall die. He comes in front of our row, and he points to my niece to go to the left, to me to go to the left, and the rest of them are marching on. And as I pass my father's row, he put his hand on my head, as he did every Friday night to bless us. He said to me, Judy, you will live. That was the last that I have seen my parents and 24 members of my family. Only my niece, my nephew, and myself were picked to go to the left. As we walked away to the left, we came into an enormous building. We had to walk 3 steps up. In the room, there were empty chairs, and behind each chair is a man in the striped uniform with a machine to cut hair. We were told to get undressed. We are all young girls. The oldest woman that was picked might have been 35. She might have been, if she was in good health and did not have a kerchief on her head and was picked. But most of them were going to the right. We were told to get undressed, completely undressed. We are embarrassed. We are sitting down on a chair and our hair is cut, completely bald. We were handed a piece of soap in our hand, and we stand in front of a room where it says bath. In our case, it was water coming down. In our parents' case, it was gas. We went through the shower. After the shower, we were given a gray dress, no underwear, and a pair of wooden clogs. And we get out and wait again. I look at my niece and I say, Ida, you don't look so hot. She says, neither do you, my dear. And we waited until the entire group went through the showers. And we started marching. The entire camp is surrounded with barbed wire. If you touch it, you get electrocuted. There are towers with machine guns with SS men pointing at you. There is no way of escaping. And we marched for about an hour to Birkenau. We came and we were put into Block 14. I have a piece of brick from Block 14, which I will talk about it later. We were put into koyas. It was like shelves. The people that were on top were the fortunate ones because they got some air. One after the other, only the face sticks out. And we are waiting. After everybody was settled, there is an alarm. It's called Blocksperre. That means you cannot get out of the block. Not that we could. We were never allowed to do anything unless it was we were told. Within minutes, there's the most horrific smell of burning hair and nails. There was a Czech girl, Olga. I said, Olga, what is that horrible smell? She says, these are your parents burning. As we went through the shower, they went through the gas. Immediately. It was done with such efficiency that you cannot believe it. 5 to 6 transports a day. It was done so efficiently and fast. A little bit of life in Auschwitz. You are being woken up at 5:30 in the morning. You go to Zählappell, roll call. You stand in row of 5. This time this way. And you are being counted. Counted and counted again. There's no way of escape. So she died. So we have to drag the body out because she has to be counted. Or she went berserk during the night and she was taken away. And the block Ältesten had to account how many girls were taken away. At this point, we are no more a name. We are called the Häftling, the prisoner Häftling. Anyway, every other day, Mengele comes to do another selection. You know, young people get acne or so. If you have a pimple, you're being taken out, never to be seen again. If he sees a mother and daughter, he will take one away and never to be seen again. Very often we were pale. We pinched our cheeks in order to get some color. You try to stay away from your close one because you're afraid to be separated. He announces, are there any twins in the group? You'll have a better life. And indeed they had for a little bit until the experiments he did on them, which his hospital was vis-a-vis Block 14. After Zählappell, after roll call, which was going for hours, because if one was missing, they start again, Neshtimuya, it doesn't jive. Anyway, we are able to go to the bathroom. You have a few minutes. If you cannot perform within seconds given, you are being beaten over the bare back. And you cannot go to the bathroom till the following morning, which is no problem. There is Zählappell in the evening as well, but you don't go to the bathroom. The food intake is so meager that it doesn't matter. You get nothing all day long. On the way into the barrack, you get a drop of black coffee, which is bitter. You get nothing all day long. In the evening, you get one pot of soup. You have no spoon. You have nothing. Once a week, you get a piece of bread 4 inches square. You take a sip of the from the pot and give it to the next until everybody has one sip. Then you start from scratch. You get that piece of bread, you can eat it up in a minute, but no, you hold on to it for the fear that the next day is nothing to eat. Occasionally, you are being asked to go, to either bring food to the twins. That's great, because on the way home, you take a lick from the can. Or you go to the railroad and you do selecting for the new transports come in. If you find a morsel of food, you can put it in your mouth. You have no pockets. You cannot take anything home. If you find a spoon, what a treasure. But that seldom happens. We were in Auschwitz. Yes, the hygiene is great. You go to take a shower once a week, but with big trepidation. Are you going where the water come down or the gas? Because if he picked too many and could not place them in Germany for work, they never came back to the barracks. After 6 weeks, we were told to go to the shower, and when we came out, we were given a blanket. What a wonderful thing. We did not return to the barrack, but we went to the railroad, this time on a regular train. We were taken to West Germany to a town called Gelsenkirchen.